Sooner or later, Maud would have to meet Arland's mother. It wouldn't be a pleasant meeting. Arland was likely his mother's pride and joy, and here she was, a human nobody.
Lord Soren, Lady Illamina must be stressed by these preparations. Perhaps it would be wiser not to mention Lord Arland's proposal.
And her refusing of it.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh.
Maud let out a small breath of relief.
Unfortunately, my nephew has taken it upon himself to inform his mother already.
She kept her voice calm.
He did?
Oh, yes. He sent the message 2 days before we left the planet by an emergency jump drone announcing that he would be bringing a bride and to make sure adequate accommodations were prepared.
Damn it, Arland. He didn't ask her blessing?
No. I believe he commanded the household to make themselves presentable.
Because his mother would never find that offensive. She closed her eyes for a tiny moment.
Then he sent a second message stating that you turned him down but will be joining him anyway.
Arland was getting closer and looking at her as if she was the lone light in a dark room.
Did she reply?
She did. Very brief.
Maud steeled herself.
What did she say?
Can't wait to meet her.
Great. Just great.
Soren reached over and awkwardly patted her arm.
It could be worse.
Maud couldn't for the life of her see how. Arland reached them.
Lady Maud.
His voice sent a soft rumble through her. She hated that. It was a weakness, but she had no idea how to compensate for it. She wished she could be immune.
Lord Arland?
Lord Soren discreetly stepped away and strolled closer to the arch of the summoning gate. Helen abandoned the fish and the water and brought her bag over. Arland held out his hands, but Helen stayed by her side.
No hug?
Mummy said to be polite.
There are certain appearances that must be observed, my lord.
I never cared much for appearances.
His eyes were soft and warm, inviting. She needed to get her head examined.
Unfortunately, some of us are not in the position to not care.
The summoning gate turned crimson. Lord Soren stepped into the light and vanished.
My lady?
Arland indicated the gate with his hand. He reached for her bag, but she shouldered it out of the way. They walked toward the gate.
What is bothering you?
You told your mother.
Of course I did.